But it's time again. It's time again for live in-studio performances on High Plains Morning. I'm so pleased. We have got Shelley Siegel live in the studio. Pardon my squeaky mic. She's here on tour, on her holy tour, across the United States. But she's not from here. She's from Melbourne. Melbourne, Australia. Yes. So we get to hear an Australian accent across the High Plains, which is really, that's, I mean, you could just talk all day and we'd be happy to hear it. So Shelley, welcome to the program.
Hi, Jenny. Thanks for having me.
Yes. And you have a road dog with you here. Rob J. Robertson's going to be accompanying on guitar, but we won't make you talk, okay? Okay. This is like Burger King. It's your way right away. Burger King, rather. Okay, well, thank you both so much for being here in the studio, and we're excited that you're going to be playing tonight at a fun little venue that used to be an old Dairy Queen, the IC Gallery.
Yeah.
And I've never been to a show there before, so I'm excited to see this. You're going to be playing tonight at 7:30 p.m. in Amarillo, and IC Gallery is at, I believe, 1501 Washington Street. Yeah. Just playing from 7:30 for about an hour, and it's going to be a really fun show, folks, on a Wednesday night. We're bringing back Wednesdays. So Shelley, welcome, and where are you coming in from?
Thanks so much for having us, Jenny.
Of
we
course.
Played Monday night in Tucson, Arizona.
Ooh.
So we spent all yesterday in the car driving here, and yeah, it was really fun. This is our first time playing in Amarillo. We've toured the US a couple of times now, but yeah, first time here in Amarillo.
Excellent. Well, welcome and welcome and welcome. And we've got, you're right now talking to High Plains Public Radio, so you're not just talking to Panhandle,
yes.
You're all the way up there. So
that's right. We stayed in Clovis last night, and we saw that you're reaching there as well. So hi, everybody.
We don't actually get to Clovis.
Oh, really?
We go north. So we go up into Kansas and Nebraska and eastern Colorado Oklahoma. So this is where we're at right now.
Awesome.
But we love having folks come into the studio and play music for us. Why don't you do a song for us?
Absolutely. Yeah. This is a song about the power of music. It's called Sing. You give the gift of song when there's so much in this world that's going wrong. You show us how to feel, and the pieces of your soul, they help us heal. You make beauty from your pain. You are the heartbeat of a people who are dancing in the rain. I do believe, I do believe in the power that you bring every time you sing, every time that you sing. From behind some old guitar, there's a message that reminds us who we are. You make beauty from your pain. You are the heartbeat of a people who are dancing in the rain. I do believe, I do believe in the power that you bring every time you sing, every time that you sing. A voice behind each wind blows, you show us what we have to say, to say. You shine a light into the shadows, you show us what it takes to be. In the power that you bring every time you sing, every time that you sing, every time.
You just heard Shelley Siegel live in the studio on High Plains Morning. Man, I got to say, you got some great mic control there. You were really, you were helping me out immensely here on this here thing here. Well, they're going to be playing tonight at the IC Gallery. Folks, if you're in Amarillo, you should definitely check it out. Let's hear a little bit about more. What caused you to start writing when you were little? Like, what was around you that was like, this is something I want to do?
Well, I grew up in a musical household. My father's a violin player. I'm third generation musician. My grandfather played cello. But I grew up singing in my dad's function band. I started performing when I was about 11. And
What's a function band?
Weddings. Did a lot of bar mitzvahs.
Dig
that
it.
Kind of stuff.
I understand that.
And it's cool because then you get, you know, you sing a broad range of styles, which was a really great musical education for me. When I was 11, I had another girlfriend that I used to sing with all the time, and she wrote this song. It was about this guy, Johnny, driving in his car down the road, and I thought it was the coolest thing ever. And I said to her, "How did you do it?" And she said, "It's really easy. You just do it." And I took that, I really took that as proper advice. I said, okay, so I went upstairs and I started writing, and I wrote my first song that day, and I just never stopped. And I love writing about, you know, what I'm going through in my life, and I find that it really, you know, it's therapy. It really helps me. It gets it out of my mind, and then I have something with me. If I want to revisit it anytime, I can. And yeah, it's like a little diary that I've had since I was 11.
Yeah, it's like the internet. It just chases you your whole life.
Yeah, I'm glad it was before social media. I have my songs rather than terrible Facebook posts to remember my childhood.
See, we just had feathered mullets, in the 80s, just to bring us that shame. Well, that's fantastic. And it's great that, you know, you grew up around music. So, you know, did you learn to play an instrument at an early age?
Actually, I picked up the guitar quite a bit later in life. I was singing mostly, and we had a piano at home, so I was fiddling on that. But I didn't really start concentrating on my guitar playing until I was about 20. And now
it's a great year to start
anywhere
guitar.
Without it. Yeah, it's never too late to start. That's what I say to people. They say, "Oh, I started really late." I said, "No, it's never."
Yeah, well, I tried it last year, and you guys, it might actually be too late.
No.
Yeah, it didn't work out. Well, I definitely want to hear a little bit about your new EP. You are touring with this right now. It's called Forms.
No, it's called Holy.
Oh, it's called Holy. This is the new one.
Yes, Forms we put out last year.
Got it.
Yeah.
So this is the brand spanking new one.
Brand new one I just brought in, yeah.
And I met you last year at the Folk Alliance. And you, what was the name of the album that you handed me then?
Strange Feelings.
Yes. Yeah. And that's the one that I've spun here on
awesome.
High Plains Morning.
That's cool.
So tell us about the new one. What are the differences between this and what you've been seeing as you progress?
Well, Holy, I think I love, as I mentioned, talking about, you know, issues that are really important to me, and I feel like I managed to really pack it in on this EP. And you know, I'm talking about really, really nuanced, complicated issues, and I'm really proud of that. There's a song "No" about consent. There's a song about religious hierarchy, mm-hmm. and there's another song about tribalism. So I feel like it's very strong thematically,
mm-hmm.
and I'm also working with a new producer, Askol Buck, who's based in Manhattan in New York, who's a very great friend and talented writer and guitar player, and so we got to work together on this record. And yeah, it just feels like, you know, every album I feel like I'm coming more into my own sound, and you get that experience behind you of being in the studio, and yeah, just I'm feeling really good about it.
Good. Well, it sounds like you're keeping folk traditions alive with social justice content, and we always hear a lot of that at Folk Alliance too. So
yep.
We're excited for that. Are you going to be going to Folk Alliance this year?
Not this year. No, we're touring. We're going to be. We've got shows all the way through to April.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So you can check out online on my website if you.
Yeah. What is your website?
Want to see? It's shelleysiegel.com.
Okay, SHELLEYSEGAL.
That's correct.
.com. Yeah. Okay. Well, we've just got about 5.5 minutes left. I want to hear another song.
Okay, cool. So this song is called Holy Man.
All right, just in case we run out, folks, they're going to be playing tonight at IC Gallery in Amarillo, 1501 Washington. Come on out, 7:30 p.m. And if you have any questions, you can always call the station, 806-367-9088. Shelley Siegel on High Plains Morning.
Thank you.
is the holy man and what does he believe? That we must cover up our bodies, we must show humility. I believe my body is beautiful and it belongs to me. What makes a holy man? What does he decree? There is an order to this place and he's atop the hierarchy. I believe there's no one above me and no one underneath. But I'm a sinner, I'm abhorred, I'm rotten to the core, and you're the holy man. It's to you that he confides, you have God on your side, and you're the holy man. Yeah, you're the holy man. I hear the holy man, he's calling for our soul. That we must kneel, beg forgiveness like it's something that we owe. I believe our only stipulation is the kindness that we show. But I'm a sinner, I'm abhorred, I'm rotten to the core, and you're the holy man. It's to you that he confides, you have God on your side, and you're the holy man. The holy man. I'm a sinner, I'm abhorred, I'm rotten to the core, and you're the holy man. It's to you that he confides, you have God on your side, and you're the holy man. Yeah, you're the holy man. Yeah, you're the holy man.
Shelley Siegel on High Plains Morning, live in the studio. Well, we got two more minutes, so I'm going to ask you a little bit about your tour, since you guys are seasoned tour warriors.
Yes.
You've got Texas right now, and then you're going to be heading out to Louisiana, and what's after that?
Then we're doing Florida, North Carolina, we're going up to New York, Connecticut, Pennsylvania. I'm still trying to lock in a couple of shows in Ohio, and then Colorado, and we'll head through Nevada and Utah on our way back home to California.
Wow, what aren't you hitting? Wow, you guys have got a path in front of you.
Oh, and Wisconsin as well. I forgot Wisconsin. Yeah, we love it, and we just want to play as many places as we can and see folks again.
I think that maybe you have a stronger grasp on American geography than we have on your country. So
I feel like I have a stronger grasp on American geography than Australian geography by now. We've done so much driving across the country, and it's such a great way to see the country, really.
Oh yeah, and you're in a pretty part. We've got some space between our towns, but you know, you got some real pretty landscape going across. All right, folks, go check out Shelley and Rob tonight at IC Gallery, 1501 Washington Street, little old Dairy Queen converted into an art space. It's fabulous if you haven't been in there. And we'll be out there tonight. 7:30 p.m. is the show. If you have any questions, call us at 806-367-9088. And we're going to have Bill McLaughlin up next at noon Central. After that, Sinfonia at 1 p.m. and All Things Considered at 4 Central. If you want to catch up on some news, we've got HPPR Connect streaming online at hppr.org all the time. And you can go to go there now and get Here and Now. NPR's Here and Now up next. It's on the dial at 94.9 FM in the Amarillo area. Folks, you have a fantastic night. Thanks so much for tuning in. We're going to be back here tomorrow with more great music. And don't forget to call if you want to set up your Radio Valentine. That number again, 806-367-9088. Kay would love to hear from you. Have a fantastic Wednesday, everyone. Hope to see you tonight.